Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Connie Carroll is with us in the studio today with the Corning Irish Heritage Center. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Another big event at Corning this weekend, right?
Yes, we're having our open house tomorrow.
Now, again, if you haven't been out there lately, you guys have been making big strides. How long have you been working out there now? When did you take over that property? It's been several years, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been, well, I know this will be our, oh, I know, 2009. Yeah.
2009, and each and every year, more and more gets done out there, and you just want to show it off to everybody, don't you?
Right. We did a lot of maintenance, upkeep. Through the winter, we redid the foyer or vestibule to the Celtic Hall. We've started on the entrance hall to Kieran House, and we've just been going great guns.
And the idea behind the Corning Irish Heritage Center is to celebrate the Irish heritage in our community. We have a rich Irish heritage that some may not know about.
That's right. And not only in Davis County, but it extends over into Martin County and down into Dubois, too. And we have board members and members from each of those counties that come out and celebrate their Irish heritage.
We have learned that one of the things that we're really kind of we struggle with is having kind of reception halls or events, a place to host events. And that's where the Corning Irish Heritage Center can really help out.
Right. Davis County is kind of lacking in that area, and that's why we want to promote the Heritage Center as a venue for weddings, receptions, business meeting, reunions. And today, tomorrow, we're focusing a little bit more on weddings. We're going to have Celtic Hall decorated as for a wedding. It's a great place for those who would like a church-like atmosphere, but yet in a secular setting. So it's non-denominational, and you have access to Curran House and Celtic Hall. So we're real excited about bringing the public out to see what we have to offer.
And all roads lead to Corning. I mean, it's really easy to find wherever you may be listening, right?
Exactly. We have folks that come down through Alfordsville, come up through, Jasper and come the back roads. You can go 50. You can go 257. All roads lead to Corning.
They really do. Literally. That's kind of their slogan there. And there are signs to help get you that direction, too.
Oh, yes. We have our little dancing leprechaun on our signs that show you the way. And those little leprechauns have been busy out there all winter.
And, to answer some questions, if you book the hall, just to ask, you can have alcoholic beverages for those 21 and older?
You have to get your license through the excise.
Sure.
And, but that is, it's really no hassle at all. We've done it personally for our daughter's weddings and things. And it is set up. We have an area set up just particularly for that. There's facilities for caterers to come and, like cater an event. So we've got a lot to offer.
And then you can have music, of course, too, bands, DJs.
Great. Yes. Thank you for bringing that up. We just got a new sound system this winter, too. And we have had I think they're called baffles on the wall to make the acoustics. I mean, the acoustics were great by themselves, but this kind of takes care of dead spots.
And then how many can you hold in this building?
I believe like 200. I think we can actually seat 160, and then there's some seating around the walls and stuff too.
So what time is the open house tomorrow?
12 to 4. We will be offering light refreshments. We're having door prizes, photo ops. We had this real cool little bride cutout thing made that, you can put your head in and get your picture taken. And then, of course, just general information on rental fees and that type of thing.
And you got a website set up, too, for all the details?
Oh, yes. It's CorningHeritageCenter.com. And that gives you a little more information about what we are and who we are and where we are.
And do you have several bookings already this summer?
We have a couple. We've already had, I think, two or three weddings in the past before we really had things as pretty as we do now.
So check it out again tomorrow, noon to 4, open house of the Corning Irish Heritage Center and the Curran House. And again, all roads lead to Corning. It's real easy to find out there. They've done a lot of work to the place. It's an excellent facility to host a wedding and makes for some really good pictures, too.
Oh, beautiful pictures. And we're going to be having an outside venue, too, before too long.
Well, Connie, thanks so much for coming in to share the information, and thanks for all your work, and to everyone, all the volunteers, for making this a great new destination in Daviess County. We appreciate your efforts.
Thank you, Duane.
Take 5 for your community, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram.